I may have borrowed part of this perspective, but I heard it and I kind of went, ugh. So, you got a great house, and you've lived in your great house for a long time, and your family's maybe growing up there, or you're still raising kids in it, doesn't really matter. And one day, guy knocks on your front door. You open the door, you say hi, you're friendly and everything, and the guy says, I'd like to buy your house. Not for sale. Okay. A couple days later, two or three or four, same guy. Really like to buy your house. Not for sale. Okay. No animosity, no anger, no rudeness, nothing, just okay. A couple weeks later, maybe a couple months later, I really, 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 really would love to buy your house. House isn't for sale. Okay. Not that awfully long later, my house isn't for sale. Don't want your house. Can I just buy one nail in your house? Same price. One nail. Now, I'm thinking about the value of my house, and if the guy wants to buy one nail that's in the wall over here already, that's some nice cash to play around with that I don't have to do anything with, right? Okay, you can have the nail. I'll even let you choose the nail. Right there. About 3 weeks later, the guy's at the front door, and he's got this bag in his hand. He said, I just want to hang this on my nail. No, you can't do that. It's my house. My nail. I'm going to hang it on my nail. So he hung it on the nail. Turns out that in that bag is a carcass of a dead animal. I don't want a carcass of a dead animal hanging in my house. His nail. And for a minute or two, there's not a problem. But after a few days, carcass starts to smell like carcasses tend to smell. Anybody ever smelled a dead animal? And it doesn't take very long before that smell has radiated into the kitchen, into the bathrooms, into the bedrooms, into the living room, into the den, into the back porch, into the basement, into the rafters in the attic. It doesn't take long after that for the house to start being infected or affected by the dead carcass hanging on that one nail that I might have sold. And you know what? Can't do anything about it. The drywall's being affected. The flooring's being affected. The paint's being affected. All of it. One little tiny nail. Have to tear the house down and move out. Have to move out and tear the house down. Satan does that. I just want a little tiny piece of you. Little tiny piece. Sure, you can have this little tiny piece because it's not going to bother the rest of me. Till it does. Doesn't matter what it is. And we're going to talk about it when we get to the message later on. Doesn't matter what it is. It's just a little tiny nail. It's just a little tiny carcass. It doesn't have to be a big carcass. Infects your entire life. And I tell the guys at work all the time, your drug of choice has no control over you until you give it control. And then the entire house is infected. We have the power of the great I am on our side. And we turn it over to Satan often. One nail. One opening. That's all I got.